till they surrender.
Dear God.
Yes, yes. Wilmington's their last open seaport, therefore.
Wilmington falls, Richmond falls after.
And the war is done.
Here, here, here.
And why, if I might ask, are we not concentrating the nation's attention on Wilmington? Why, instead, are we reading in the Herald that the anti-slavery amendment is being precipitated onto the House floor for debate? Because your eagerness in what seems an unwarranted intrusion of the executive into legislative prerogatives is compelling it towards to what's likely to be its premature demise.
Hear, hear.
You signed the Emancipation Proclamation. You've done all that can
be expected. The Emancipation Proclamation is merely a war measure. After the war, the courts will make a meal of it.
Edward Bass was Attorney General. He felt confident enough to allow you to sign.
Different lawyers, different opinions. It frees slaves as a military exigent, not in any way.
I don't recall Edward Bates being any too certain about the legality of my proclamation. Just it wasn't downright criminal. Somewhere in between. Back when I rode the legal circuit in Illinois, I defended a woman from Metamora named Melissa Goings, 77 years old. They said she murdered her husband. He was 83.